flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. The wall represents stage of the soul at its highest level of consciousness and purity. The wall represents balance. The wall represents spotless, immaculate purity. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and then Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. The great fall represents fall from that high stage of purity. It's a decline. And when the soul falls from the stage of high purity, not all the king's horses and not all the king's men could put Humpty together again. Nothing worked. All methods tried, but nothing helped. The fall from purity is the greatest fall. To sit on the wall all the time is to enjoy the greatest pleasure. Purity is the greatest luxury. The highest form of spiritual indulgence. the pinnacle of happiness. The summit of highest consciousness. And when there is a fall, it's very difficult to recover, to regain the lost paradise. Not all the king's men, not all the king's soldier could put Humpty together again. Unless and until the divine intervention takes place, unless and until the soul surrenders unto the highest, there is no recovery for Humpty, because it's the great fall. The greatest fall is the fall from the stage of unbroken, undivided purity. That's why in today's Murli Baba said, Kumaris are double pure. They are celebrities in the sky of spirituality. They are like Bollywood heroines, always in the spotlight of divinity. Kumaris are the divine superstars in the sky of spirituality. Doubly pure, the greatest, the hero actresses on this world drama. So today again Baba is talking with Kumaris. He recharges the depleted battery of the soul. The soul is exhausted. And God comes and replenishes the lost strength, the lost power. So that's the first point from today's Murli. They are the hero actors. They are the doubly pure souls. They are the greatest souls. There is a battery of questions. Enthusiasm, courage, strength, pure resolves. Or you are still in the limbo, fluctuating, not able to decide yes or no, yes or no, yes or no. So whenever there is a stage of confusion in life, it suggests your disconnection with God. The answer is not to go on discussing and debating and asking people. The answer is to go in silence, reconnect with the Supreme. Spend long hours in meditation, 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. It has been seen in the lives of great men that whenever they were in confusion, they retired into silence. They went to Himalayas. Away from their friends. And kept meditating, repeating some mantra 100 times, 1,000 times, 20,000 times, 80,000 times, 1 lakh. And whenever they repeated any mantra, suddenly the spiritual vigor came back to them and they became powerful. And in that stage of highest fervor, they wrote ecstatic poetries. So whenever there is confusion, go into silent mode, flight mode. So when you put the soul in flight mode, nobody can call you. Courage, zeal, enthusiasm, pure thoughts. Freedom from confusion. The third is Master Almighty Authority. Baba said the greatest authority is the authority of experience. So when you experienced anything yourself, you cannot get deceived. You are always full. You always dance in happiness. Before you, Maya will surrender. Sit on the seat of authority of experience. But there should be such earnest desire, there should be such intense desire to know, to experience, to realize, to understand this knowledge. And one should be ready to renounce everything. Such burning enthusiasm, such burning renunciation alone will lead to realization. Unless and until you have that one pointed goal of understanding, of knowing, I cannot continue my life in such a state of confusion and sorrow and suffering and misery and pain and anguish and confusion. I want to know the highest. I want to know the realize and realize the greatest. God listens to the earnest hearts. The desire to realize should be like the burning fire. The desire to realize the highest should be the last and the ultimate goal of life. I don't need anything. I don't want anything except you. Such one-pointed, such fiery and fierce desire alone can lead to higher stage of consciousness. Otherwise, you remain trapped all the time in body and all the body things. Let the soul arise. Let it travel higher and higher and higher. Let it scale. The lofty heights of spirituality. What is the goal of this life? What is the purpose of my life? Why I am here? Instead of being in this spiritual life for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, the realization part is almost nil. Because spirituality has itself become a daily, ordinary affair. Where is the spark? Where is the burning desire to realize? Is the soul really dancing in happiness and making others dance? Baba has given analogy of dancing. The awareness is expressed through creation. This world we live in is a dance of the Creator. The dancers appear and disappear at a glance, but the dance is still living. On many occasions when I am dancing, this is Michael Jackson, I am touched by something sacred, In these moments, I feel my spirit is raised and become one with all there is. I become the winner and the subjugated. I become the master and the slave. I become the singer and song. I become the expert and the known, still dancing. And then this is the eternal dance of creation. The creator and the creation merge in one joy of still dancing and dancing and dancing, unless there is only the dance. The dancer and the dance become the one. Baba is saying the one who is the authority of experience will always dance. Maya will not make an experienced soul dance, but an experienced soul will make Maya dance to his tune, and Maya will say, I surrender, madam. This is a Murli for Kumaris. So the highest experience will not come unless and until there is a burning desire. Unless and until there is a burning desire to know, to realize, to understand. Realization will not come. You have to seek it. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open. Ask and it shall be given. Seek, find, search. Have the earnest desire to know it. So that's the third. Fourth, Baba said, you are easy yogis, constant yogis, yogis who are natural. They are like river moving, unobstructed. They are like the songs from the birds, they are like the rains from the heaven. So natural. The soul is in the state of happiness all the time. The moment you remain detached from the body, you are already in the state of happiness. So the main practice is detachment from body. Sit for hours together and keep on practicing, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. Visualize, think, do affirmations, everything. Reject everything as poison which comes in the path of your self-realization. Reject everything which stops you from going forward. Easy yogi. Natural yogi. The fifth is, at Amrit Vela, Baba has described many different types of souls. Kumaris are those who are lost in love at Amrit Vela. You wake up and you don't check your phone notifications, but you check the light of the soul when you wake up. This is the strong spiritual Wi-Fi. No recharge is needed. It's free. There will be the remembrance would be experienced. Remembrance is like the ATM pin code. If you lose that, the spiritual treasures are locked. So always remember the remembrance. The face of such a person would be always happy. He will be not empty. He will be always full. So Baba is talking with young girls, young kumaris, and filling them with power. Reminding them who they are and what they have to do. Infusing in them a spirit of renunciation. Baba said they have given up this fashionable world. They are not waiting for Raj Kumar. They are waiting for Raj Yog. Vanity of vanity, all is vanity. They have seen this world. The world cannot give anything. So, think of some 5 experiences that have taught you some life lessons and share them. That's the first task. And the second task is read about lives of certain great female saints and how they can become inspiring for you. Read this Murli. Take out some points, extract some points, churn them. Think of them as if you are that Kumari who was sitting in that bhatti of 1983 and God is coming and giving directions. A Kumari. Girls are always happy when they go shopping. This is like shopping at the divine store. This is the soul shopping at Baba's divine store. So you should be happy. You have lot many products. Those Kumaris always try to upgrade themselves. They want new phone and new clothes. Here you have to upgrade the soul version. Soul 0.2. Om Shanti.